Blog Talk Radio.
Health, finances, mental, physical.
Welcome to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. Health by Design is the radio program of Alpha Health Ministry, which will focus on health education and personal health improvement by covering various health and wellness topics designed to educate, elevate, and inspire people to take control of their health and well-being. This is a Christian radio program which adheres to biblical-based principles designed to promote a healthy spirit, soul, and body. Now welcome your host, Minister Sarette Sands.
Well, welcome, radio listening audience. We're so glad you tuned in to this program, yet another program, Health by Design Radio, on Saturday, and we're so glad that you tuned in. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Well, I hope you've been tuning in week by week, and you're enjoying the broadcast. Many of you have given us feedback that you enjoy the broadcast week by week, and want to let you know that if you missed the broadcast or if you'd like to re-listen, just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/alphahealth, and you can pick up the podcast. They're listed by date, and we have all the information there for you. And, of course, June is Men's Health Month, and we have a lot of things that are going on this month, and I'll give you some announcements here so that you'll, you know, be up to date as far as what's happening for this month, as well as some announcements for what our partners are doing for next month. And I'm going to go into a little bit about our topic for June, which is men's health awareness. We're going to have some exciting speakers coming on. Thomas Sands from CAM Insurers will be on to talk to you about everything you need to know about health and health insurance and how to get covered. And we'll also, because I know especially with some of the changes, there's some puzzles that are, some pieces that need to be put into the puzzle. We'll have Chaplain Michael. He'll be coming on speaking a little bit further on the greater need, taking you back to original design for man. And we're looking forward to hear from Chaplain Michael over the next couple of weeks. We'll have some hear from our men with some informational broadcast, as well as some broadcasts to enlighten you and empower you to take control of your health. Because, you know, God wants you whole in every area of your life. And I hope you believe that today, beloved. Well, it is so. And, again, we're going to talk a little bit about health, men's health and health awareness. And then we will have a little announcement from our announcer, and we'll come right back. And we will continue the broadcast. You can call in today and, you know, join in with us right here on the Health by Design Radio Network broadcast. And you can also partner with us. And if you need more information, just call us up or go to our website, follow us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter. And you can friend us as well. And this month, the goal of Men's Health Month, of course, is to, you know, heighten awareness of preventable health problems and encourage, of course, early detection and treatment of disease among men and boys. And this month, it gives us, you know, as even health care providers, you know, politicians, different ones, you know, all the stakeholders to men's health that will, you know, have functions and have things that will be available and give everyone an opportunity to encourage men and boys to seek regular medical advice, early treatment of disease, and take care of injuries also. Regarding injuries, I want to say that because some of you are, you know, playing sports, men and boys, and for the young boys especially, just a word of wisdom and knowledge to the parents. You know, if your kid is playing sports, become involved. Be aware of injuries that may occur, because sometimes, especially if they're youngsters between the age of 1 and 12, then, of course, you know, we're talking, if you're talking about sports, you really don't get involved until about 4 or 5 years old. But at the same time, if there's a knee injury or there's a bone injury or there's a muscle sprain or there's a finger injury, just remember that those children are still in the growth phase of their life. Very important stages of growth are taking place with their bones, just everywhere, the tissues, everything is just in a constant process of being generated and they're growing and building. So if you have injury to an area, then you want to attend to that quickly. Take this kid to get an x-ray or get an advice from the physician or a diagnostic or an x-ray to take a look closer to see if there's any small fracture or if there's a strain, that everything is healing properly. Just a note to the parents of our growing young boys and men that are playing sports to be attentive to their health and be, of course, proactive, you know, making sure that when they're playing sports to be well hydrated, to have the proper, you know, we talked about a healthy sun care, preventative of sun damage. So, you know, if they need eyewear, hats, sunscreen, hydration, Gatorade, water, whatever they need to be successful and be kept healthy while they are being sports active, and also have a relationship with your healthcare provider if they were to need something additional for their health. So we're going to, you know, talk about some various topics of today, you know, just in talking about men's health awareness. And I'm going to just, you know, give you a little bit information on one area, which is the prostate, which is, you know, a very important organ for men. The prostate sits right underneath the bladder, and it is a very important, and it's a part of the sex organ. It's a small gland, size of a walnut, and it surrounds your urethra. Urethra, which is where the urine flows, the tube that the urine flows through. And, of course, the urethra takes the urine from the bladder to the penis, and it carries semen, you know, which is the component of men's sexual health as far as, you know. So the prostate gland, it grows quite a lot during puberty, which, you know, puberty is a time just before adulthood where changes, bodily changes are taking place with young boys coming to men. And then it kind of normalizes. So it's in a growth stage during puberty. So it's important for even young boys and young men to be aware of proper health and health changes in their sexual organs as well, you know, and so that they would be aware of anything that's not quite normal. And so it doesn't change much till about age 40. And then we find that for some men, it starts growing again. And many men, something that over, they say, over a lifetime, a man's lifetime expands, all men may experience, will most likely experience some prostate growth and changes. So that's something just to be aware of. And half of men, you know, of course, aren't bothered by a growing prostate when it's enlarging, but there are some men that will develop some disease states, which will be enlarged prostate, prostatitis, which is inflammation of the prostate. And, of course, you know, we don't want to mention much about it, but we want to prevent cancer because when the prostate starts to grow, you know, but if the man gets a checkup, regular checkup, and especially if they're having some urine issues. We'll talk a little bit about symptoms to watch for, but if they're having some symptoms of an enlarged prostate and gland and they're not really, you know, aware of what the change is, go and get checked out. Of course, a few risk factors of developing, you know, when the prostate is growing, and, you know, to watch for. So if you're over 40 or 50 or above, so you want to get you know, check, you know, if you have any family history, to just be aware. A lot of times race plays a part into it. African Americans have the highest rate of, you know, enlarged prostate and possibly, you know, the possibility of prostate cancer. But, again, you know, you can do some positive things in your diet, but, of course, if the diet is high, that is low in fiber and high in fat, high in red meat, that will increase the risk. So, of course, as we always promote, you know, get your vegetables, healthy fruits and vegetables, and we also have that 28-day detox and cleansing program where you're giving your whole body a break altogether from meat and all these toxins that are bombarded with our, in our environment. If you have any symptoms or think you might be having symptoms, you know, of course, make sure you get your schedule or check up, and they'll do a PSA blood test, a PSA, which stands for prostate-specific antigen. So you get a PSA test, and it's often an indicator of whether there's prostate-related problems, okay? And so, of course, an abnormal test could be, you know, just that you need more testing and you know, more testing they can do further, your analysis, and they can take images and pictures. And if they need to, of course, they will take a biopsy, a little sample of the tissue, and, you know, do a test in the lab to determine if the cells are normal. And sometimes they will be looking at areas of the lymph node and so forth. And so we're, you know, giving you some a little bit of information about enlarged prostate, what to look for. A lot of times they will do a digital, what they call a rectal exam, you know, to examine men in terms of if they are, you know, having an enlarged prostate. And so also we had talked a little bit before we go to the break, you know, there's, you know, there's Men's Health Week. Men's Health Week, of course, this is Men's Health Month, but then the dates for Men's Health Week are, you know, right on those dates right now, June 15th through 21st of 2015. So that's where we are right now. So this week we're going to shout out to all our men. Take authority, take control, exercise control over your health and wellness. Do something for you. Remember, borrowing from an old saint himself, Michael Jackson, he said, "I'm looking at the man in the mirror." So we're going to encourage you to look yourself in the mirror, take a look at you, see what you like. If something you don't like, then go right ahead and do that, because you can change that right now. You can take control. You can take authority. Because, you know, God wants you whole in every area of your life. Hope you believe that today, beloved, because it is so. Well, again, you're listening to Health by Design Radio Program. I am your host, Rhett Sands. And we're going to, you know, coming to you this week, we're talking about men's health and men's awareness. And we're going to take a little quick break, and then we'll be back. And
you're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Okay, well, radio listening audience, we thank you. Thank you very much for tuning in today. I'm your host, Sarette Sands, and, of course, God wants you whole in every area of your life. And we want to welcome you back to the broadcast. We've been talking about men's health and health awareness. We were talking a little bit about prostate, enlarged prostate, and just the prostate gland, getting you a little bit familiar about what it is, where it is, and how what you might need to watch for and how you can, you know, be healthy in that area. Again, we talked about Men's Health Week is coming up right now, 15th through the 21st. And, of course, next Sunday is Father's Day, so I have a few announcements for you. We want to invite you out to Pure Heart Church International, Pastor Ricky and Elaine Bucow, which is in Pembroke Pines on Taft Street and Douglas. And they're having a special men's health message to all men. We're going to honor men on that day according to the service here. And they're going to honor men. And there will also be a health gift pack, which is going to be provided from my very own sponsor, Alpha Health and Alpha Health and Nutrition RX. Come out, get your free health pack. Find out what you need to know. There's going to be a lot of goodies in there. And like I said, a special message honoring men. If you need more information, you can even call us, 954-292-4891. You can go on our website as well, and you can email us at alphahealth@bellsouth.net. We're going to have this month coming on, we're going to have Thomas Sands of CAM Insurance, and he's going to be talking with you. He's going to give you some more information. You're going to find more information on Alpha Health RX Facebook page as well about some of the upcoming speakers that are going to be on the radio broadcast and the topics that are going to be shared. Also, Chaplain Michael Aparicio of Hope Chaplaincy Ministry is coming on this month. We're going to hear from our men this month. Ladies, we're going to hear from the men. And they're going to give us information as to what we need to know in terms of our spiritual health and in terms of our natural health and wellness. Also, in the month of July, we'll be announcing this you'll hear this ongoing because we got a big event coming up. In the month of July, July 18th, 2015, time 11 a.m., you're going to have the 7th Annual Abuse Prevention Conference and Luncheon. It's going to be on abuse prevention and wellness. We're also going to have Dr. Stevens come on a radio program in July to give you a little bit more information as far as what's happened. But mark the date, July 18, 2015, at Hilton Garden Inn Hotel and Suites in Fort Lauderdale. Come out and call. If you know that you will be attending, please call 954-964-5477 to RSVP. There is no cost. And so we have also the newsletter. Please subscribe to the newsletter. Give us a call, email us. Let us know, myself, or you can contact the administrator, that you would like to get the newsletter. The newsletter is power-packed with lots of health information. We have wellness information. We have the upcoming events, the session on what's happening now. We feature our monthly health supplement, which is this month we're featuring the NutriPlenish Cardiovascular. So you want to improve your cardiovascular health, go on there and get that product. We recommend it along with CoQ10. And, if you need us to come out to speak to your group to help everyone, encourage them, coach them to be healthy in all three areas, healthy spirit, soul, and body. Because, once again, as we said, God wants you whole in every area of your life, and we hope that you believe that today. Now, in the last segment of our broadcast, we're going to just give you a little bit more information. Again, we're talking about helping men live safer, healthier lives, okay? So, we talked a little bit about safety, even with our children. Also, we didn't mention, but, of course, there are many men who work in jobs and fields that are a little bit more hazardous than some of us women, some of them in construction work. Even if you they're teachers on the outside, even if they're coaches, making sure we have that sunscreen on, staying hydrated, protecting our heads, even the ones who are working in environments that require helmets to be protected. The women, you can help pack that healthy lunch for that man or that child, take a little extra eye. We have a role to play, too, as women. Now, I don't want to. This is Men's Health Month, but I don't want to leave the women out in terms of our role. It's what we can play. We have a brother, or a child, a husband, a uncle, a cousin, whoever it is, as a man, a brother, a sister, also a brother in your congregation. That's your brother. Your brother by God. We're all in God's family, right? So let us be our brother's keeper, so to speak. And of course, this is our Men's Health Month, and we're highlighting our men We're encouraging our men to be healthy and to go and do the things that are necessary for health. Just a few more tips as far as what we need to know with regard to health and wellness. Of course, it goes without saying, protect yourself. Encourage you to be healthy in all areas. Walking, eating right, abstaining from excess alcohol and drinking, and eating vegetables and vitamins. We do recommend vitamins. If you need more information about that and how to be healthy in terms of what vitamins are preferred and what are the vitamins that you would need, and it's also tomato lycopene and tomato juice and things like that have been shown to be good for the prostate area. So we want to definitely encourage men to be healthy in all these areas and to be well. And because it is your right to pursue health and wellness in all areas. And so again, this is health and wellness. This is Men's Health Month. And we are, talking about men's health, and we're giving information of, there's a few little statistics that I wanted to give you, which might be interesting to just kind of jar your mind or just, open your mind and to get you thinking about health and wellness and why it's important. And, the thing is about it, as soon as you get yourself together, you start eating right. You start exercising. You know your numbers. We talked about knowing our numbers, guys. What is your cholesterol number? What is your sugar level, which is like your diabetes? What is your heart rate, blood pressure, and all these areas? And then we also talked a little bit about the prostate health. So, you also want to, go for a basic physical exam, and make sure all these areas are functioning properly. So basically, then, there is, importance for men to become healthy in the various areas that we've talked about. And like I said, I was, going over a little bit of statistics. One statistic, the percent of men that are 18 years and older that are in fair or poor health, okay, so it's looking, so there's like 12%, okay, according to another statistic, physical activity guidelines for the percentage of men that are 18 or older that get physical, proper physical and leisure activities, okay? And so the percent of men 18 or older that also had five or more drinks in one day at least once in the past year were 30%. So that's a little high. Percent of men, some of the statistics are being updated as we speak, but then from 2011 to 2013, we have statistics that percent of men 18 and over who currently smoke cigarettes, 20.9%. Now, we talk about, in the United States, I mean, that's, a very high number. And so, in obesity, we need not talk about obesity. There's a lot of talk about obesity. But by the way, you know your number, your BMI, which is based on your height and your weight. And so you can be your BMI can be normal range, but then if it goes outside the range, you're considered overweight. And then but obesity is because it's already been linked to diseases if your weight is a certain level. Now, not to be alarmed, because sometimes people are more muscular or more big or things like that. But just to be aware that if there's something that you work on to build your muscle mass, to decrease the fat, and to become more, like I said, a lean, mean, dream machine, then that's fine. I mean, just as long as you're making steps, sometimes they say maybe baby steps toward health, baby steps toward your goal. Anyhow, do you know what your goals are? Set your goals down. I want to exercise this many times a week. I want to refrain from eating this. When I go out to the grocery store, I'm going to go towards the more leafy vegetables and vegetables in general. I'm going to stay away from the cakes and the cookies and pies and all those things. So, you know, you set your goals down and stick with them. And another statistic was a percent of men who are 20 years or older with hypertension, which is measured by taking the blood pressure, usually to get
hello. Hello.
Thank you for tuning in to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. We pray that this program has ministered to your spirit, soul, and body. If you would like more information about this radio program or would like to request Minister Sands for speaking engagements, call 954-292-4891. If you would like more information about